next on the 5 o'clock report.
Russia's latest barrage again killed and wounded innocent civilians.
We cannot continue with impunity.
The Saudis need to come to their senses.
We need to establish what the law is.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Pressing the fight in Ukraine. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster. Despite a continuing shower of deadly Russian missiles and Iranian drones killing civilians, Ukraine continues to press its counteroffensive against the Russian invaders.
This morning, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry announced the recapture of five more villages in Kherson, where we saw how Russian troops have been overwhelmed by Ukrainian tactics and firepower.
CBS's Charlie Daggett. NATO met in Brussels, Belgium today to talk about the Russian attacks on civilians and Western efforts to fuel Ukraine's defense.
Russia's latest barrage against Ukraine's cities has again killed and wounded innocent civilians and put targets with no military purpose in the crosshairs.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the battle for Ukraine comes down to air superiority.
All of this demonstrates the urgent need for more air defense for Ukraine.
President Biden weighing in last night on Russia's threatened use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine during a sit-down interview with CNN.
He, in fact, cannot continue with impunity to talk about the use of a tactical nuclear weapon as if that's a rational thing to do. The mistakes get made, and the miscalculation could occur.
OPEC's recent decision to cut oil production is seen by the West as aiding Russia's war effort in Ukraine, and Washington is none too happy with OPEC leaders, especially Saudi Arabia. Biden says Congress is contemplating retaliation.
In response to the decision to cut oil production, some members of Congress want to see an end to U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Another option includes a change to U.S. law, allowing the oil exporting countries in the OPEC Plus cartel to face antitrust lawsuits.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy, Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
The Saudis need to come to their senses. They have committed a humongous blunder, very much against their own economic and security interests, as well as ours.
It's expected that the OPEC cuts will worsen already high U.S. inflation. Speaking of the U.S. economy, a key inflation barometer shows prices rose faster than expected last month. The Labor Department reports the price businesses get for what they produce jumped by 0.4%. The report comes despite efforts by the Federal Reserve to keep fighting surging inflation. However, President Biden downplaying talks of a potential recession.
I don't think there will be a recession. If it is, it'll be a very slight recession. That is, we'll move down slightly.
Economists forecast that the nation is likely to enter a recession soon. That's assuming we're not already in one. However, the midterm elections unfold next month. One issue the new Congress will be tackling is the DACA program, aimed at allowing young illegal immigrants to avoid deportation. That Obama-era plan isn't taking any more applications right now following a court ruling against it. Texas Republican Chip Roy says he's open to debating it, but it must start with securing the U.S. border.
We need to establish what the law is, and we need to call it out. Then we're going to have an honest conversation about what to do with these human beings. They're human beings.
Roy says while it's not the migrants' fault that they were brought across the border as minors, giving them special status is a slap in the face of the others who did things the legal way. A Connecticut jury today ordering Alex Jones to pay nearly $1 billion to multiple families of Sandy Hook survivors. The InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist had already been found liable by a judge over his repeated claims that the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre was a hoax. The plaintiffs alleged that Jones made millions of dollars off of those claims and caused his followers to torment the families of victims. On the health front now, the federal government is moving toward authorizing an Omicron-specific COVID booster for kids.
The FDA says it has expanded its authorization for the updated COVID vaccine booster shots down to 5 years old, administered at least 2 months after the last shot of vaccine. The CDC is expected to soon sign off on the shots as well, clearing the final hurdle.
Alexander Tin reporting. Also today, doctors issuing a warning for COVID-19 patients with a history of cardiovascular disease. A new report says the COVID-19 treatment Paxlovid can interact with common medications used to treat heart disease, including statins and heart failure therapies. President Biden, you may recall, was temporarily taken off of two heart medications after he tested positive for coronavirus back in July. Two fishermen are being indicted on several charges after they allegedly used lead weights to win the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament in Ohio. Jacob Runyon and Chase Kaminsky face a slew of charges, including cheating and grand theft, among others. The two were caught weighing down their catch, rather, at the September 30th tournament and were immediately disqualified. They would have taken home a prize of nearly $29,000. And people are gathering this week to do an impressive thing, reciting the entire New Testament from memory.
Yeah, Mark, the event called the Great Recital, led by the Institute for Creation Research in Dallas, runs through Saturday. Professor Tom Meyer, known as the Bible Man, says reminding folks of God's Word before a midterm election is timely. Meyer tells CBN this is a first-of-its-kind event with the words of all 27 books of the New Testament being spoken from memory. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, still looking for answers in an attack on a pro-life center, Southern Tier lawmakers up in arms over gun laws, and the latest on Pennsylvania vote counting.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for tonight. Turning out mainly cloudy with a couple of showers, a steadier rain with rumbles of thunder arriving after midnight in western New York and northwest Pennsylvania. Mild with low temps in the 50s, winds will gust to 40 miles an hour in some elevated areas and some areas downwind of the Finger Lakes later tonight. For the day tomorrow, soaking rain diminishing from west to east. Rumbles of thunder, high temps in the 60s, then those temperatures drop into the 50s. A cool day Friday, sun, clouds, a stray shower, and high temperatures in the 50s.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Now checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. It's been 127 days since a pro-life center was firebombed by a pro-choice group near Buffalo. Still no arrests. Now those on the front lines of the fight to preserve life accuse New York State of picking on crisis pregnancy centers.
They're standing by and watching pro-life organizations like Compass Care be attacked.
Compass Care CEO Jim Hardin says the attack on his clinic in early June was met with hardly a word of condemnation from Governor Kathy Hochul.
And when we were attacked, 6 days later, Hochul came out and signed a bill at a press conference to investigate pro-life pregnancy centers, not the arsonist and the Jane's Revenge terrorist group that's attacking us all over the country.
The radical abortion rights group Jane's Revenge claimed responsibility for the domestic terrorism. Hardin accuses Governor Hochul of being complicit in those crimes.
And at the press conference, she called pro-life people Neanderthals. And this was just the beginning. We have a timeline, a litany of attacks, over 70 attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers all over the country, zero arrests.
Pro-life centers like Compass Care were targeted because of the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Two Amherst, New York firefighters were injured in that June firebombing of Compass Care. Meanwhile, New York is set to dole out millions more in taxpayer dollars to fund abortion services across the Empire State.
We're going to continue bolstering their services because if you guarantee a right to an abortion, you have to guarantee access to that right.
Governor Hochul announcing another $13 million plus in grants earmarked for abortion providers statewide. Hochul says it's to make New York a, quote, beacon of hope and safe harbor. A Canadian man lost his life after falling while attempting to climb Ithaca Falls. Officials say 35-year-old Harish Nikalupu of Ontario was planning to take a photo once he got to the top of the falls yesterday, but he ended up slipping. When he was pulled out of the water, he was unconscious, not breathing, was later pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. The investigation has determined his death just a tragic accident. New York's Niagara Falls School District is getting a boost in bucks for safety. Congressman Brian Higgins in town to announce that $1 million in federal funds will be directed throughout the district. Violence response training for teachers and violence prevention programs a top priority. Weapon detectors were installed at every elementary school in the Niagara Falls District at the start of this school year. Pennsylvania now. A rough outing for Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman in an NBC TV interview last night. Still trying to recover from a stroke 5 months ago. He struggled at times.
I always thought I was pretty empathetic. Emphatic. Empathetic. That's an example of the stroke. Empathetic. Yeah. I always thought I was very empathetic before having a stroke.
CBS's Dr. David Aegis.
The problem is that auditory processing. And getting full recovery 5 months out doesn't happen in many cases.
Fetterman running against Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. President Biden travels to Pennsylvania next week to hold a fundraiser for Fetterman. State election officials anticipating delays in the results of this year's midterms, much like what happened 2 years ago in the 2020 presidential election.
We anticipate, once again, Pennsylvania will not have unofficial results on election night. Unofficial results will be available within a few days.
Acting Secretary of State Lee Chapman says the longer wait reflects local efforts to count every single vote in all 67 counties.
Counties are ready to run a secure, accessible election. My job is to ensure that every eligible voter in Pennsylvania can register to vote, cast their ballot, and have it counted.
Pennsylvanians have until October 24th to register to vote, the deadline to apply for a mail-in or absentee ballot, November 1st. A Democratic state lawmaker says he wants to curtail the high number of books being banned in Pennsylvania schools. State Representative Chris Rabb of Philadelphia proposing legislation that would establish uniform procedures for school boards to follow before they can block access to a book. It would mean the state education board and the school board would need to hold at least two public hearings on the matter. The proposals would also be held before a school board vote on whether to ban that book. Folks in flood-prone areas of northeastern PA are eager for passage of new legislation in the Congress aimed at storm readiness. U.S. Congressman Matt Cartwright speaking.
Reducing the risk from disasters before they occur is critical to the survival of our communities and our economy.
West Pittston resident Greg Shiner tells NewsWatch 16.
I think it's very important for the community to get involved in it. It seems that West Pittston got left behind before, and I know they're working very hard to get a dike and to fix the bridges over here, and I hope they're successful. They'll have my support.
The Bipartisan Prepare Act aims to create a council for a variety of agencies to plan together before extreme weather happens. A man under arrest charged with a deadly shooting of a 14-year-old boy at a high school football scrimmage in Philadelphia. We get the story from KYW's John McDevitt.
Philadelphia police have arrested 21-year-old Yassine Bibbins, who is charged with murder and aggravated assault for the September 27th shooting of four teens and the death of one of them near Roxborough High School. 14-year-old Nicholas Elizalde of Havertown was killed after playing a football scrimmage at Roxborough High School. Three other players, ages 14, 15, and 17, were wounded. Police are looking for four other gunmen. One of those suspects is identified as 16-year-old Daron Bernie Thorne.
Power problems in Pennsylvania. The Public Utility Commission says outages were up last year. Here's more from Terry Diener.
A total of 63 reportable outage events during 2021 disrupted electric service to residents and businesses across the state. It's the highest number of incidents since the PUC began collecting that data in 1993. Those outages impacted 1.9 million customers. All of the outages were related to the impact of weather on the state's power grid, marking a substantial increase over previous years. The PUC's latest report details reliability information for the state's 11 electric distribution companies. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Thanks, Terry. And finally, back to New York. The Chemung County Legislature has voted to repeal New York State's new gun laws.
They haven't taken the legal gun owners into consideration. They haven't taken law enforcement into consideration. They basically passed a lot of stuff that they can say did something. It really has done nothing other than cause confusion.
Legislator Scott Drake tells WNY the state has not offered guidance on special licensing for firearms.
The Second Amendment is a constitutional right, so it's not up to the individual to prove that they're of good moral character. It's up to the licensing agency to prove that they're not.
The Schuyler County Legislature has also voted unanimously in favor of repealing New York's new gun laws. Your nightly market report up next, now brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street closing with stocks lower ahead of the release of another key inflation report. Investors took a comment from the Federal Reserve's meeting last month as a sign that the central bank may slow down on hiking interest rates, but others expect it to stay aggressive in combating inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 28 points to 29.210. The S&P 500 dropped 11 points to 3577, and the NASDAQ fell 9 points to 10417. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details available at ambassadoradvisors.com. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
True or false, you can't rent a car without a credit card. It's actually false. I'm Rob West with the MoneyWise Minute. There are a lot of misconceptions about credit cards. You can rent a car without one. A debit card will work. You have to put down a deposit, but you're reimbursed later. Another myth? Rewards cards are always great. False. If you maintain a balance, the interest will wipe away any rewards. Here's another. A credit card will save you if you have a financial setback. False. If you don't have an emergency fund and have to borrow, you're digging yourself into a deeper hole. Bottom line, what you don't know about credit cards may hurt you. If you can't use them responsibly, it's best to just chop them up. And that's the truth. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
And coming up on the 5 o'clock report, Lost at Sea, and then a dramatic rescue.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A front that certainly means business. Now moving through the Great Lakes region, preceded by warmth, accompanied by big rain and wind, and then it'll be followed by much cooler air. Here's the Gulf for tonight. Turning out mainly cloudy with a couple of showers. A steadier rain with rumbles of thunder arriving after midnight in western New York and northwest Pennsylvania. Mild with low temps in the 50s. Winds will gust to 40 miles an hour in some elevated areas, and some areas downwind of the Finger Lakes later tonight. For the day tomorrow, soaking rain diminishing from west to east. Rumbles of thunder, high temps in the 60s, then those temperatures drop into the 50s. A cool day Friday, sun, clouds, a stray shower, and high temperatures in the 50s.
Thank you very much, Kevin Williams. Finally at 5, three men recovering after being lost at sea for over 24 hours off the coast of Louisiana. NBC's Hoda Kotb with their salty tale.
An unbelievable rescue for three missing boaters found fighting for their lives against sharks and fatigue. Coast Guard video shows the exhausted men being hoisted out of the Gulf after 28 hours lost at sea. Their survival thanks to a single text message and a back-to-basic search method. It all started Saturday morning when friends Fong Lee, Sun Win, and Lun Win set out on a boat to fish red snapper near Empire, Louisiana. But rough seas capsized their boat, leaving them stranded. Miraculously, Lee's text went through his friend back home, who shared it with rescuers. And within an hour, they found them exhausted, dehydrated, and shark bites to one of the men's hands, but alive.
They once were lost, but now they're found. That's the world we live in for Wednesday, October 12th, 2022. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.